me to that sycamore. No, you still won't get my name. Hefty ride, so fairly handsome. Find my way in solid gold. Lord, gon' get me out of this mess. The Bible told me so.
Sons of Daughters, who performed on CTV's new series The Launch, and whose record Pick Your Poison was created with Grammy-nominated producer Mike Fraser and Canadian Country Music Award-winning producer Jeff Johnson. I spoke with Crystal and Jimmy over Skype. Crystal and Jim, thanks so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
No problem. Hello.
Yeah, no problem. Our pleasure.
Tell me a little bit about your musical histories. Have you been making music since you were little kids, or did you come to it later in life?
For me, it was very much later in life. At the high school I went to, I didn't get along. I think that one of the music teachers sent me to the office at one point, and I held a grudge against him, so I didn't join music class. And I actually started late, but once I got started, I didn't stop, and that's pretty much all I did.
That's funny that you mentioned that about high school, because I actually failed high school choir. It was the only course I failed.
Maybe that's the prerequisite.
Oh, man. I started really young. I was always singing in choirs, church choir and school choirs. And by the time I was 16, I think I was doing like coffee shop cover gigs and that kind of stuff. And I think when I was 19, I was in my first real rock band where we like really tried, and we put out a record, and we won like a battle of the bands. And that kind of just led into, you know, a snowball of like different projects and different bands. And so 5 years ago, I ran into Jim and we started Sons of Daughters.
Can either of you think of an album that was particularly life-changing for you when you heard it?
Yeah, for me, it was Nirvana Unplugged. I remember hearing that and just being blown away by that. It was so polarizing compared to what going on in the 80s, and I remember when that came out, it was just like, wow, this big shift. And you know, it's just some guy with his acoustic guitar, and I mean, there's other players, but it was really broken down and organic. And I really dug that. I and got into that kind of stuff right off the bat. I think my aunt brought me that CD, and yeah, it definitely made an impression.
That's so cool. That's hilarious because we have, you and Ira, like our ultimate polar opposites sometimes. The first record that I listened to that changed my life was Live Through This Hole. So,
Crazy.
Yeah, that's so funny. And it was because at that time I was in like grade 8 and my locker was beside a guy in grade 12. So back then you're just like, oh my God, you know, people in grade 12 were like godlike and so much older and so cool. And at that time I was just a total nerd and all I listened to was the Phantom of the Opera and like I was really into Broadway. And he kind of looked at me and he's like doing me a favor. He's like, here, take this home. And he gave me this CD. And I remember going home and listening to it and it changed my life. I'd never heard anything like that before. Like just such dirty primal rock. And yeah, that definitely changed my life.
That's cool. I did not know that.
I know. It's hilarious.
Anything else you're hiding from me, Crystal?
How did the two of you approach your songwriting? Is it very collaborative?
I think that's how this started. We didn't start a band. We started writing songs together.
Yeah, I think it is different every time. Like we kind of walk into a room and one of us has a concept and we really feed off each other. That's why we started this project. As Jim was saying, when we first got together, we were really just trying to write some songs. And there was just such an obvious or apparent chemistry. We ended up writing like 3 songs really quickly before we knew we had enough for a set list. And the songs just came really easy to us. And they still do, like when we kind of walk into a room, one of us has a concept, we feed off each other. You know, I start a line or he starts a line and we just kind of finish it. We usually have like a pretty clear vision of and concept of the song. And like Jim's like a melodic genius, so it's always like the song gets kind of like breathes life into a song pretty quickly.
You guys hail from Vancouver, but you're now based out of Nashville. How has that move been affecting your career?
Amazingly. Vancouver's amazing. We love Vancouver. It's home. All of my family lives here. I think Nashville, the biggest thing about Nashville is that there's an energy in this town and everybody here, you know, is really hustling to, you know, make a go and make a career out of music. So it's really inspiring just knowing that, you know, like your next door neighbor is probably getting up early and writing songs and working. And plus, you know, like the world's best songwriters, I mean, at least in country music, live in Nashville. So you get a chance to work with some of the best, you know, the people that wrote the songs that you love to, you know, sing along with, right? So it's been a pretty amazing experience so far.
The move to Nashville was probably, I think it's easy to say, the best decision we've made for our career, or one of them, just to be like continuously inspired and pushed, you know, because there's always someone that's better, you know, just around the corner. And it'll either discourage you or it'll encourage you to be better every day.
Yeah, Nashville has the ability, it has a funny way of humbling you. You know, mm-hmm. you think you're good, and then you come to Nashville and you play a writer's round, and everybody's songs are just lights out, like so good, and you just know you have to up your game. But that's the beauty of it, is that you can up your game here, and you'll learn from some of the best.
Mm-hmm.
Your debut EP, Pick Your Poison, was created with legendary Grammy-nominated producer Mike Frazier and Canadian Country Music Award-winning producer Jeff Johnson. Is there a theme to the songs in that collection?
I mean, we wrote a whole bunch of songs and, you know, we had Mike and Jeff come into a room and we played them a bunch of stuff. And I think part of a producer's job is to help you find the theme. So I think so. I mean, definitely on a production side of things, we stripped it down. We didn't dress it up too much. Just like we wanted to kind of represent what we were doing at the time, which was a duo. So, you know, it's kind of weird sometimes when you play songs for somebody at a show and it's me and Crystal and then you get the CD and there's electronic stuff flying everywhere and tons of electric guitars. And I mean, we're evolving. Definitely our sound is moving forward, but I think, yeah, they were able to capture what we did and what we were doing at that time. And I mean, Mike Frazier's a genius. Like he's, you know, done every record you can probably imagine. Like if you look at that guy's track record, like, you know, like he's done all the AC/DC records and, you know, Metallica and Guns N' Roses, Aerosmith, all that stuff. So you kind of just say, okay, Mike, yeah, like you said, you know, we'll do that. You know, I learned a lot from Jeff early on about songwriting, and, you know, so it was really cool to have him on board too, just get his creative brain in on everything. And it's a great experience.
What was the inspiration for your song, Devil at My Heels?
Remember the movie Shawshank Redemption? I remember there's a scene in that movie where the guy, I mean, I don't want to spoil this for anyone. What do you see? Spoiler alert. But, like, there's a scene where the guy's in jail and he's got a poster up on his wall, but behind the poster, he's been digging a hole through the wall, and, you know, planning his big escape. And I just thought that was so cool. Like, what a cool story. And we were doing this kind of swampy southern kind of sound. There's a lot of storytelling in our music, and sometimes it's just kind of fun to make up a fictional story about somebody. So it was loosely inspired off that. But, yeah.
That one happened really organically as well, like really naturally. I remember we wrote that song with Jeff Johnson, and I just remember you had that riff, and that imagery came into our heads really quickly, like this, you know, like a man that's been wrongfully accused of, and he has to escape from prison, and he's, you know, he's running through the farmer's fields and being chased by the guards, and we had like this image and the soundtrack to this story, so that the song just like came really quickly. I remember we wrote that really quick, that song.
Alabama slammer got me into this news. Ain't nobody gonna post no bail. Ain't no way I'm getting out of this cell. Hand on the Bible, testify. I ain't no killer, and that's no lie. They put the blame on an innocent man. I'm gonna run, 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 run. Freedom is mine to steal. Run, 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 run. Fast through a farmer's field. Crawl through the wall by the next full moon. Hand on the Bible, testify. I ain't no killer, and that's no lie. They put the blame on an innocent man. I'm gonna run, 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 run. Freedom is mine to steal. Run, 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 run. Fast through a farmer's field. Black and white, prison stripes. Lawman ain't gonna take my life. I'm gonna run. Got me into this news. They put the blame on an innocent man.